Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of insights and published magazines, broadcast, award-winning and best-selling books, as well as global communities. And I'm thrilled today because I have with me Steve Jennings. Steve is a distinguished and inspirational speaker, professional business and productivity consultant to Fortune 500 companies, renowned health and peak performance educator, and highly sought after success coach to thousands. His Tell It Like It Is, Tough Love Style, and Powerful Invincible Warrior trainings have helped thousands worldwide to become the impossible and make the most of second chances, achieve their greatest success, and passionately live their dream. Steve is also known in the professional development industry as the bulldog for the underdog. Holding both master's and law degrees, he's corporate turnaround specialist. Through his passion, is leading others to overcome their challenges, whether in careers, finances, personal life, business, or health, and live to their greatest potential and become winners at life by becoming invincible life warriors. Steve, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Vicki, it's an honor and it's great to be here.
Steve, can we start by telling me a little bit about your background and how you came to this great passion and the purpose that you have for really taking a hard line in people experiencing their life to the fullest?
Well, I know a lot of people know me as the kind of the bulldog for the underdog, or a tough love type of a trainer and coach in my teachings and my trainings. But a lot of that, you know, began when I was young and had to overcome a great deal, and just sort of go through some, you know, difficult times in life. You know, as far as, you know, the poverty throughout basically a decade of my life, scrounging for food out of trash cans. And I kind of joked with my brother about that as being TC cuisine. That's the kind of stuff that we had, trash can cuisine. We both tried to at least make a joke about it. But it was sort of a tough life growing up, and it sort of gave me a certain understanding of, you know, what you have to do and what you have to face to overcome. And I just knew that when I was young and began to overcome a few things, and all of a sudden I had my event or accident, if people want to call it that, and my nearly two decades of coming back from not being able to walk and being in a wheelchair, being left for dead on the side of the road in a river of my own blood, you know, during this automobile accident, there was a long journey back. And throughout that two decades period of time of coming back, there was a lot that I learned. And in what I learned a lot from so many people that I was around and rehabilitating with, and also, you know, counseling and helping and working with during that time. And so as far as really what brought me to realize, you know, the passion and the purpose and the work I do today, well, I do know this. Ever since I was young, and I always knew in my life that I wanted to help others and, you know, make a difference in their lives. But as I said, you know, after my life-threatening accident, you know, being left for dead and my long journey back, well, at that point, I knew it with crystal clarity. Now, of course, today, as a personal development industry leader and speaker, you know, I take my early life that was lived in poverty and my life-threatening daily experience and my experience in helping, you know, just thousands of people, and what I do is I turn it into something positive and something inspiring and something encouraging and life-changing to share with others who also may be challenged and suffering and, you know, beaten down by life, you know, whether it's in their career, their finances, their health, their personal life. You know, when they don't believe they can succeed or overcome the odds and, you know, make it out of their darkness and pain, and I show them that they absolutely can, and I share with them just exactly how they can with, to the point, tough love action steps and a surefire plan. Now, I got to tell you, I know that you mentioned earlier about me being a little tough, so to speak, or tough love, but I know that my Invincible Warrior teachings and the trainings, you know, they may be a little tough and not all sweet and sugary and stuff like that, but and they go against the grain of what's, I guess, people would call politically correct to make people stand up and face and overcome their troubles and pain. But if one is to rise up and face their challenges, what I call to become an invincible warrior, and overcome their challenges, then they're going to have to experience and learn what it takes to find or regain their purpose in life and, you know, go the extra mile after mile, inch after inch, time after time, and forge for themselves the life of their dreams that they desire. And most importantly, they got to do this through the power of never giving up. These are important things, and this is how really I got my passion, you know, to do what I do in life. And what I do is, that's my purpose, that's my passion, that's what I do.
That is so beautiful, Steve. So, I mean, my goodness, you came out of this adversarial situation, being in total poverty as a child, and just when things were looking up and you were tremendously successful, you had this car accident that devastated you physically and financially and in every other way. So tell me, you know, when you were transitioning from this start at success and then went into this horrific place of this horrible accident and injury, what helped you, who helped you to support you to get back on your feet again, to make the tremendous influence that you have today in the world?
Well, you know, Vicki, I can mention some people that directly helped me then, but there was really a few people that helped me before this occurred growing up, some mentors and coaches that really helped shape me and help me do my best to at least somehow handle this seemingly overwhelming circumstance. You know, when you're, you know, basically you're dead on the side of the road and your heart is stopped and you're not breathing, and then all of a sudden you come back and you're half paralyzed. And I know that certainly my circumstance is not like as bad as so many that don't have legs. At least my legs are connected, they just didn't work. And I was paralyzed, but so I'm not saying my situation was the worst. But I'm saying that because I did have at least some experience with some I guess I'll call it some training and some experience with even athletic training. When you have athletic training that I had in, like, let's just say college football, or some of my teachers and professors in college, you know, to overcome and to try and strive and to never give up, that helped me a lot. And I did have one particular guy that was a position coach in college football that really put me through the ringer. I won't go into all the detail there, but it's in the book. It's in my book. But, you know, he really put me through a serious ringer, so to speak, and drove me hard. And by him driving me so hard to incredible degrees and lengths that I could have never imagined physically to go to, it sort of helped prime me a little bit. And all of a sudden I'm in this position after this accident, and I'm thinking, my God almighty, how am I going to do this? I'm just glad I'm alive, but now I've got to come back. So it's that, you know, taking action and being an invincible warrior and never giving up, and you got to get it done, those kind of things, that really helped shape me to understand that you got to find a way out of no way when there is no way, and everything is dark and everything is despair. And you don't really see there's hope. You don't think there's much hope. You got to find your hope in your belief. That's where you're going to find your hope, when you think there's no hope. And you have to get it that way. And so I knew these things, thankfully, and they helped me at least take the smallest steps. But I also saw other people around me that were injured much worse than me, and I thought, my God, if they're doing it, I'm not going to complain. You know, people whine and complain about all kinds of things in life, but, geez, there's no way I was going to complain when I had legs, even though they didn't work. And, of course, you know, my pelvis was bad, and you know, my legs, my hips, my ribs, you know, my neck, my cervical spine, you know, all the damage along my back. And it was pretty bad, but I thought, well, I'm still together. I didn't have burns over 90% of my bodies. I was in a wheelchair. It took me 4 years to walk again. But that was just the not giving up part and fighting, you know, for your dreams. And so I learned some good lessons early on, and I guess they were very valuable to me. But there were some people along the way that reached out, but sometimes you have to learn how to ask also. And if you learn how to ask and reach out, all of a sudden some things can get drawn to you, and people can appear, so to speak, and they can arise in your lives that can help you out. So I did have some people that helped along the way, but it's because I reached out, I asked, And but of course, you know, I was devastated not only physically but financially. You know, I was, you know, I, all of a sudden I worked myself out of childhood poverty, and now I'm back in poverty again. It's like, geez, you know. So I had to learn how to, you know, find a way out of no way. And there's a lesson I learned a long time ago. It's to me, it's rule number one. It's bad enough. You've got to want something bad enough. And it sounds simple, but if you want something bad enough, you will find a way, even out of no way. And so that's the main thing. And see, when you got hopes and goals and dreams in virtually any area of your life, you know, whether it's in your career, your health, your finances, your personal life, any area of life, you know, they can be reached when you lean forward with faith, and you got to take action and be the one. And as in my teachings and trainings, you know, I call it being an invincible life warrior. And you, that's the person who gets it done. And I always express to people that the state of faith allows no mention of impossibilities. And also that in many ways, Vicki, faith isn't real faith unless all you have is faith to go on. And also always express to people that a dream of a warrior, it never dies. And you exercise the awesome power of never giving up. That has incredible power when you do not give up. And you could be right on the edge. You could be so close to the line of just crossing a line of up to the next step of making it. But if you quit, well, you didn't quite make it. So you always got to go that extra inch. Even when you want to quit and you almost have nothing left, you've had nothing left. And another thing, in so much of my teachings and trainings, I deal with people that have major challenges, major obstacles in their lives, major odds against them. Not just like, well, I want to make a few more $100 a month. And I mean, those are issues, too, which are vitally important to people. But in my trainings, it deals with people that have major circumstances, major challenges, large things to overcome. So if I give direct advice to people, usually what I say to them, I say, you know, to those who've ever been challenged or suffered or experienced extreme doubt or struggle and desperation with regard to their career or their health, their personal life, or their finance, and they need to overcome and bounce back and just find a way back, you know, find a way that I talked about when you want it bad enough, well, I share with them that through my message and through my experience and my story that they absolutely can. That's what I say. And, of course, you know, tough situations, they're going to try to beat you down. But it's how you respond and how you react and how you wisely fight back. I express to people that is much more in their control than they may ever know. They've got to understand this. Now, of course, everything doesn't have to be perfect, you know, to do things and make things happen in life. You know, they don't have to be just right. The main thing people have to do is take action, just get things started. They got to get things going. But usually, Vicki, what bogs people down is they say, well, how? How do I do it? I'm confused. I'm hurt. I don't know how to do this. I don't have experience in this. What do I do? How? And it's like, well, there's a very simple thing that I say to people. And, you know, if they're confused about how to go about improving their lives or making things better or achieving their dreams, I tell them they only got to focus on two things. And, Vicki, you certainly might know this. The two things they got to focus on is, number one, they've got to get very clear on what they want. You got to know what you want. Certainly, it's a simple thing in life, I would think, that you got to know what you want if you're going to get somewhere. And then the number two thing that's vitally important is they have to absolutely set in their mind that they're going to get there. So number one, very simple. What do you want? Number two, you got to know that doesn't matter what is in front of me, I am going to get there. See, you cannot allow the how part to slow you down or shut you down. You see, most people get stuck because they don't know how to do something, or I'm confused, or, you know, how do I make this happen? Well, you see, when you want something bad enough, and this is rule number one, you find a way. And so what I've found over and over and over again in my life and in thousands of people's lives that I've, you know, counseled with, the how part takes care of itself when you firmly establish the two essential keys that I just noted. And it's very important. And so that's some of the path, and that's some of the way, and that's some of the how I have done it. I've seen others do it, and I continue to share with others these types of insights, but in much greater detail, of course, within my Invincible Warrior teachings and trainings and programs and seminars and things of this nature.
Well, Steve, that is so unbelievably powerful. And obviously, you collaborate with the people that you coach and you share this amazing teaching with, and you collaborate mentally yourself in order to overcome your obstacles with people who had shared and collaborated with you earlier in life. Instead of just concentrating on the negative, you really focused on what you had learned and what you could take in to help you from people of the past. So I was wondering, how important do you think collaborations are? Like,
how I would term the collaboration, I would term it in working with thousands of people at this point in my time in my life. That's been a collaboration. I can assure you, I have learned a great deal. I've shared a great deal. I've taught a great deal. I've trained a great deal. But I've learned a great deal from the collaboration with those I've worked with. And that has been very powerful, that type of collaboration, because it has improved my ability to share with others at greater levels, at deeper insights, so they can actually get some traction, get some actions in their lives of things they can do. But I want to share another thing that I found that's vitally important in this collaboration. And that's the concept of balance in life. A lot of people, they say, oh, yeah, balance is very, very important in life, But I can tell you this, it's probably perhaps the most important thing in the world is to have balance. And I'll explain it just a little more in a second. But now, of course, the most important thing in the world and the most important word in the world is love. However, I will say this, balance is a pretty close second. Both the term and the word is a very close second in life if you're going to have a successful life in all areas of your life. And it's very important. And also, you have to have a reason in life, with what you do, what's going to matter to you? How are you going to move forward in life? And because a lot of people say, well, what's my reason? What's my purpose? Well, clearly your purpose is what excites you and drives you and fires you, and interests you. And you'll do anything, to complete your purpose in life. And when it's basically both your reason and your purpose, they're the catalyst. They are that thing, that special emphasis for decisive action and change, and for the results that somebody seeks. And it's the fire that guides you. It's your power. It's your teacher to instruct you every step of your way. And it's that special thing or things that are so valuable to you and to them that you love, that you care the most about, that mean the most, that matter the most, so that you will continue in the face of all your challenges and why you're willing to give and to sacrifice and fight for what most people are unwilling to fight for. And they're going to have to learn how to change as well, because it could be a pretty tough circumstance they're in. They're going to have to find some new ways and some new insights to rise above and to improve and to better their lives, especially if they're in a very deep, dark place where they really are having a difficult find a way out of no way. And, of course, as you know, Vicki, I got to tell you, change is a big word, and it can be exciting, but it can also be pretty darn uncomfortable. When you got to stretch yourself and guide yourself in uncharted territory, it of course be quite scary. But I do know this: all great and successful people who have overcome and gained their worthy desires, they're okay with being a little uncomfortable, especially if it's going to bring them the special richness and fulfillment in life that they desire, that they otherwise just wouldn't know. And something that's vitally important to people to move themselves to a better place, they're going to have to be prepared to release and free themselves to be their authentic selves. That is absolutely vital. You can't just stay in this little cocoon of this safe place, of this quiet place where you don't move, you don't stretch yourself, you don't extend yourself. See, as you go about it all, finding and establishing your purpose in life and knowing your reason, and when you're going to build that unshakable belief within yourself, when you do this, you've got to be, and this is going to sound strong, but this is some of my teachings, Vicki, you just have to be in a situation where you just don't give a damn what anyone else is going to think about it. A lot of times you're just going to have to do that because you can't please everybody. We know that. We've heard that in life. But in order to break free from whatever has been holding you back, it's going to require some changes. And you're probably going to, you know, hurt some feelings and may even lose some folks that may you may presently even call your friends. But now, of course, you don't want to be directly mean or hurtful to anyone. But no matter, you're going to see that you just can't make everybody happy. And for what you have to do to change for you, just have to know that you're not responsible for everybody's feelings. People, it's tough to get that out of their heads because they want to be so considerate of other people. But I just say, quite simply, you got to get it in your head and you got to get it in your heart and start heading to your greatest life. And when people become a warrior, what I call an invincible warrior through my training, you know, they understand this. And also, there's going to be a lot of people that, you know, even people close to your life that may attempt to hold you back and give you resistance and maybe even resent what you're doing because you're starting to do better now. And they're going to tell you that maybe you're no good and you'll never be all that you can desire to be and dream to be in life. But lots of times, as both of you and I probably know, they're usually jealous or fearful or both or something like that. So, I mean, you don't need to tell them to go to hell. That's not what I'm saying here at all. But a lot of times you may have to just get away from these folks and because in certain relationships they can be toxic. This is I'm really getting to the point here, but this is, the things that I talk about. And most times it creates a little too much stress in your life, so you got to move beyond that. Because it may just cause you too much suffering and pain. So don't sell yourself out or compromise yourself, too easily by being scared or afraid, to hurt their feelings. Because if you do, you're just going to self-sabotage yourself more and more towards your own success. Because, you're growing and improving and evolving, and this is what the people want to do when they're trying to change their lives. And if other people don't choose to do that, well, that's their choice, but you're moving forward. You're going to get ahead. If they don't choose to go with you, well, then you got to draw the line. You got to leave them behind. It sounds tough. It's hard words, but it's really wise words. And it's the firm words of what I call an invincible warrior mentality. It's not that you don't care for people, because you do, but you have to move on. Because if you're living according to your heart, going against the norm, and you're putting yourself out there in sort of a non-traditional way or a way that's not perhaps commonly, generally accepted as politically correct, the right way to be. Well, that way of life is not for the faint of heart, and so you got to be your authentic you. And you have to do it by demonstrating yourself to be really who you are and who you desire to be. So you have to be ready to change and move from the mental place and belief state where you may be, whoever the person or individuals may be. You got to move to a new and an invigorated place, a promise and optimism and true belief. And when they do this, of course, as we know, that's when they can begin to align themselves and draw people to them who will help and support them on their way and not be in your way, which is very, very vital and important. So, and also people have to trust their intuition. And it's going to be an incredible journey, when people access their authentic selves and begin to overcome their challenges. It's very important that, the person that they've got to care about is so much themselves. And I know it sounds tough for a lot of people, but you got to do it. But what I've realized and what I've seen throughout all the years is when you do this, people will begin to take you more seriously. They begin to respect you. I share this with my listeners. And then you, as a person, can be even in a stronger place ultimately to begin to really reach out and help others. So by taking a stand, drawing a line, helping your life, you'll ultimately be a better person to help others. And it's okay because ultimately you'll find out when you are your authentic self, you'll know in your own heart of hearts that's you and that's within you. That's for sure. Now, I've also recognized, Vicki, that a lot of people, they might disagree with me, the message that I'm sharing with all, the world to see, because everybody's got their own opinions and some of my information, the tone of what I say might offend some people. But I've also found out that through many decades here, that anything that you say and do and comment on can and will be used against you in a court of public opinion. But the thing is, I've also learned that I truly can't say that I apologize, you know, for my stance and how I present, you know, my trainings and my teaching, because I can't make apologies for getting right to the heart of what holds most people back. So I just don't believe that's the way to go. And I learned a long time ago, early in my career, that I decided if I intended to be a strong advocate for people's lives and their health and their well-being, I couldn't be deterred by my critics. So I believe for standing up and speaking the truth, of course, that I've lived and witnessed through thousands of others, it's much more important than saying what most authors and speakers, you know, think most people would, you know, would just like to hear. So I don't gently, you know, coddle and say everything in just a nice and sweet and sugar-coated way just to make people feel artificially good about themselves and just sort of softly convey a few fluffy attempts at, I guess I'd say, esoteric messages. To me, they're many times rather shallow messages that don't get to the point. So I don't really get into vanilla fluff stuff and things like that. But you see, in what I do, I'm not in the soft self-development, self-help coddling business. What I do is I'm in the results business, the life-changing business. And that's my purpose. That's my passion. That's what I do. That's my point of view. And the people that train with me, counsel with me, they need to get something done in their lives. And lots of times they're at the end of their rope. They've tried all sorts of other methods, and they've got to now. They've got to get something done. And so what I do sometimes might get people a little riled up and a little hurt, but no matter, that's my way. I mean, I love life. I love my fellow man. I believe in peace and, you know, the power of the universe. But I don't have my teachings just so one-sided with, you know, just pie-in-the-sky verbiage and messages, just simply about manifesting and things like this, talking about the ethereal world. Because the world, many times, and I've seen so much with so many people in such dire straits, you know, life just isn't so sweet and peaceful at times, and you got to fight for your dreams and not just let the winds of change just drift, you know, wherever they're going to blow. There's other sides to life where you got to marshal a determination, a warrior's determination. You got to step up and speak up and direct the forces of life, you know, to flow where they must go. Because you can direct your destiny. You have much more control of it than you ever know, but you have to do it. But I got to make real certain here that people understand that you don't need to force anything. Yes, you want to fight for your dreams, but you can never force them. You work for them diligently, determinedly, faithfully. And when you do that, you allow your desires and your dreams to unfold, and you let them flow. It's very, very important. So, see, every person has been given a life. But see, it's their duty to direct it, not just sit back and meditate and wait for their greatest life to just magically happen and manifest. So, you see, somebody's fortune in life is most always found through the powerful thoughts and visions that they put into action, not just those actionless daydreams of wishful dreamers and manifestors that are hoping and wishing and thinking. And so while I'm alive today, I prefer to express things in a way that, you know, I won't, you know, go to my grave wishing I would have said what I was truly inspired to do so, but was somehow fearful and afraid to do so while I was living. I mean, a lot of people go through life that way, and they go to their graves that way, and that's just not the way that I see it. And if I did do that, if I didn't speak up, then my silence in my mind would be a great disservice, and it would be a blatant betrayal to those who could benefit their lives from my message. And so, When people become an invincible warrior in my trainings, it means living a life you know, to its fullest, and also quite significantly, it encompasses empowering one's self, you know, through action to experience a life that's filled with love and happiness and abundance and success and inner peace and all these aspects. So, but when they do this, they find that, you know, a great and long life is greatly aided, you know, by, and I share with them through many, you know, modules and trainings, you know, how they're going to release their fears and their anger and their frustration and their negative emotions that, you know, bind their lives and hold them back from living and, you know, experience their fullest life. And I got to tell you this, Vicki, I meet with a lot of people. They're a little older in life. They're not all in their 20s or 30s or 40s. Or these people are in their 50s and 60s and older. And when you get a little, we begin to get a little older in life, there's a lot in life that can build up and begin to hold people down and sort of weigh them down and emotionally burden people unless they understand and learn how to release it and be able to, you know, let it go. Because folks don't need to absolutely, you know, just hold on and continue to suffer from past failures and limiting beliefs and losses and emotional stresses, you know, from the past. And so much of that deals with perception. It's probably beyond what I can talk about right now. But if they do that, it just allows them to, you know, bury themselves, you know, way before their time. So in my trainings and teachings and all the many messages that it has, you know, I allow people to find a way to come to grips with their deep emotional burdens so they can uplift their lives, so they can live long and strong and happy, to live life, you know, to their fullest and, you know, get real and get past and, you know, get past their challenges and these types of things. You know, I got to tell you, Vicki, you know, planning and, you know, setting and reaching goals, I mean, that's important things. That's very important stuff. But the real currency in life, the real currency, the real fire, the real drive, that's contained in the moments when you feel the power of your breath, the dripping sweat of your brow, you know, the passion that's in your heart, you know, this experience of this overwhelming sense of in your soul that you're not only making a mighty difference and change in your life, but you're also humbly making a difference in and contributing to the lives of others who also need it most. That's very, very, very important as well. You know, reaching out and helping others, that's in a great way how you can also help yourself. And lots of times when you're down, the greatest way that you can help yourself is to reach out and help others, even in your darkest hour. You know, do you find a way to reach out to help others? Well, I mentioned to people it's very valuable that they do, that they very much do that. You know, Vicki, I'd like to go on and say something about, there's a special union that I talked about. Do you mind if I do that?
No, please.
Okay. You know, there is an, I'm really encapsulating so much of my training here, but there's an incredibly special union of one's purpose and their desire and their reason and their beliefs and their faith and their perseverance. They all come together to forge this individual, this person, into becoming this term I call, this one I call an invincible warrior. What I also call an invincible united life warrior. Now, you see, it seems we all have challenges in areas of business and money and health and careers and relationships, you know, the whole gamut of life. But at the end of the day, if you want to overcome them, all these problems, and become a success and, you know, gain a special strength and, you know, satisfaction and, you know, freedom in your life, then you're going to need to desire to overcome these challenges with an absolutely incredibly high fire way. You're going to have to do that. You know, life's not easy. And for so many, it's just pretty easy to quit, to give up, and just say, I give in, it's over. But see, this is where I was talking about earlier on. When you begin to see that there's such a mighty power in never giving up, and this is what I've experienced in my own life through those decades of coming back, and also my early life of driving out of poverty, finding a way out of no way, and then seeing the thousands of people, all those many people that I rehabilitated with throughout those years, how they exercise the power of never giving up. Now, as far as giving up, I know a lot of people have probably heard people say, well, you know, oh yeah, never give up, never give up, you know. But I got to tell you this. If they really exercise it, they soon find that this power can overcome great hardships and challenges, and it can be that special key to unlock so many incredible doors that's going to allow them to flourish within so many newfound opportunities, you know, for abundance in their lives. And I got to tell you, in all my work with others, Vicki, it's become pretty darn crystal clear that there is a very definite beginning point when someone's going to set out to improve their lives. And this is where most personal development and self-help programs, they just pass right by it. You see, most programs, they start out by having you establish your goals and, you know, implement strategies to improve your, you know, personal habits, your productivity, your organizational skills, you know, strengthen your self-esteem, you know, change your thinking to have you manifest, you know, a success mindset. They talk about that. You know, they tell you to get a better financial plan or learn how to be a better person so you can have better relationships and, you know, get along with people. Now, I've got to say, you know, all these are very important things that will need to take place in your life to create a new and better you in your life, for your environment, your health, and your, you know, your prospects for your finest outcome, you know, to live a fulfilling life. And all these things must certainly be addressed. But I got to say this, it is absolutely not where you start from in order to gain your greatest success in life. Where you've got to start, if you want to conquer your greatest challenges in life, you first must establish an unshakable purpose and reason, I mentioned them earlier, in your life. And then you must develop an absolute everlasting, I call it a warrior spirit within you, that's going to drive and push you forward with incredible might and meaning. So I say to people, well, you want to overcome, you want to succeed? Well, then you're going to have to find your warrior's purpose and your deep, deep warrior spirit. You know, that reason, that big why, that passion that's within you. Now, see, a lot of us have a lot of shortcomings, a lot of tough challenges. But see, we can greatly overcome them and go a long way past them, you know, providing, you know, enormous passion and action and purpose in all that we do. Now, of course, I don't know if everybody's going to have the passion, Vicki, or purpose, or where they can get them, but I can surely say this, you're sure going to need them. That I definitely know. You know, I've been talking so much about an invincible warrior. You may want to know more how I would even define an invincible warrior. Do you want me to even talk about what an invincible warrior is, Vicki?
Oh, absolutely. Please.
Okay. What I share with people, you know, I stand before them and I say, when you become an invincible warrior, you will be prepared and ready mentally, physically, and emotionally to effectively and successfully transform your weaknesses into your strengths. You know, defeat the odds and break through your barriers to take direct action, to live your purpose, realize sustained success, and to achieve your dreams. That's what I tell them. And, of course, to me, and they must know this, it doesn't matter where you come from, how tough your situation is, you know, what your age is, or your history of tough defeats. It doesn't matter, because you can finally know victory in your life. And when you become an invincible warrior, see, you're becoming an invincible united life warrior. You unite your mind and your body, your soul and your spirit, you know, to be an abundance warrior, you know, a prosperity warrior, a health warrior, a wealth warrior, you know, a warrior for others and who need a strong, inspiring example and a guiding light, you know, to help show them the way. So in effect, you become an endless warrior, or what I say is a united life warrior. This is what an invincible warrior is. And you're this way forever on earth, infinitely through time. This is who you are, and you will be a wise fighter and, you know, a beacon of light for others. You know, I talked about balance earlier, and, you know, a lot of times there, you know, can seem to be a huge divide between being assertive and aggressive and determined and powerful and being humble and appreciative and caring and thankful, you know, and living in a state of gratefulness. But the thing about it is, when someone becomes an invincible life warrior, well, what they do is they have this balance, and those seemingly disparate characteristics, they are at once united as one within the life of being an invincible warrior, being an invincible warrior and having that kind of soul. And so it's living with a balanced soul. And it's not easy. I say to my clients and say to my audiences, I say you've got to understand that you're going to be embarking on a mission. And this is a personal mission of a discovery and adventure and exploration about yourself. about your body, about its limits, as well as, you know, self-limiting behaviors that, you know, may have held you back from being your best. And in many ways, it's really a mission without end. It's not a 10-week program or a monthly program, and all of a sudden you get better and better. It's a mission without end. But the thing is, you're going to meet face to face with, you know, self-perceived limits, and you'll find that you can blow right past them, and you know so much more about yourself and your life that are going to begin to be unfolding, and they will more fully and be able to reveal so much more about you than you'll ever know. And it's a formidable challenge. It's a formidable challenge, sure. But becoming an invincible warrior is also an ultimate opportunity, is what I share with them, to take your life where you may have never dreamed it could go. And so that's why your deep purpose and your personal purpose and the reasons that matter to you so deeply will be the difference that separates you, you know, from the millions of other folks in life who just so easily, you know, settle for so much less than their best. And, you know, when people become an invincible warrior, as I say, they're going to establish their purpose and reason for taking action and for achieving their greatest in their, you know, personal self-image and in their career and their health and their relationships, their self-esteem and their goals and dreams and, you know, all the things that make up their lives, you know, their, a passion-filled life, a meaningful life. You see, and when they do all this, well, this is when they're becoming an invincible warrior training. In my teachings, this is how I guide people towards this. And, you know, when they successfully embody these powerful traits of a united life warrior, as I spoke of earlier, you know, this wealth warrior, this health warrior, this prosperity warrior, this peaceful warrior, whereby one aligns their mind, body, soul, and spirit and balances that, and they become as one. Well, when they do that, well, they're going to become an invincible warrior. And when, as I mentioned just a second ago, when they become a shining beacon of light for others, and they're an inspiration to all those around them, well, yes, you've become an invincible warrior. And when you become an enlightened representative in the cause to promote, you know, true health and life freedom, well, you're going to become an invincible warrior. That's what it is. And when you claim to be to have a freedom, to be free of pain and disease and restrictions and self-doubt and a horrible feeling that people have that they're unsuccessful for any reason in life. Well, if they do that, well, they become an invincible warrior. And when they, and very important here, another thing, you know, when people wisely and effectively, and of course with composure, they've got to handle life's challenges and roadblocks and setbacks and overcome them no matter what, no matter the circumstances. They do it, they become an invincible warrior. And you see, when people know and see and believe that nothing is as near as impossible as it may seem, and then you fight, and then you succeed, and then you, as an invincible warrior, you help others succeed by giving of yourself, and you know you leave a profound and indelible imprint upon their lives, and in your life when you leave a legacy, you know, by your newfound strength and wisdom that you've gained by becoming an invincible warrior, that is a mighty life to be lived. And I said a few things about fighting. I want to make certain people understand what I mean by fighting. I want to just have that clearly understood. It's not some kind of a wild kind of mindless sort of a fighting. It's a fighting that's, you know, you're not filled with, you know, stress and struggle, but rather it's, again, I use the word balance. It's a balanced and directed effort. It's a concentration. It's a focus. It's a not settling for a less than your best, you know, persevering kind of determination and grit and tenacity and desire that where you mindfully, you know, drive yourself, you know, to do what others just will not, you know, to go the extra mile or even if it's that excruciating inch, if that's what life's called for, that's what you do. And there's also a fierceness in your fighting. But it no way is referring to this kind of hardcore outward warrior, you know, being like a brute or somebody that's going to beat and bully, you know, his or her, you know, opposition or whatever that's in front of them. An invincible warrior is very much an internal warrior, one who manifests their mental efforts and their thoughts and their external expressions for success. And they're a mindful warrior. So it's done with composure and you know, even when you're under great pressure. And you got to do it with kind of effortless effort, where one employs this, what I call, when one becomes as one, they become united as one. And that's a good part of teaching the trainings of becoming a united warrior as well, this invincible warrior. So that's how you fight. I mean, you got to pay the price, you know, for victory. You got to earn it. You don't give up. You don't give in. People have to rise up as men and women and become warriors, life warriors, invincible life warriors. And if you're going to fight, you fight mindfully. I mean, you fight to win, but you fight fair. These are the things that you do that's vital. And these are the things that I share with others that are valuable. And so these are some of the valuable, important, you know, points that are very important to people. And I strongly share with people this is direct advice.
That is so fantastic, Steve. So
I almost gave a seminar. I almost just gave a seminar.
I know. It was so unbelievably mesmerizing, fantastic information. So tell me a little bit about what one action step we could take, or like one exercise just briefly that you could share with us so that we could move toward become invincible life warriors.
Well, you know, earlier, I said something earlier, and as far as taking action, I guess I'll just say this in a different way again. I think it's absolutely important. You know, people say, well, you know, write a list, write your goals, do these kinds of things, you know, take action. But I've got to tell you, a lot of people, they get stuck because they need to get clear. A lot of people say, well, my God, I've got, you know, $100,000 in debt in front of me. Or, my God, I've just been in a serious accident. I've lost both my limbs. You know, what do I do? But again, Vicki, I say I deal with people that have a lot of extreme issues, not just, you know, I want to, you know, feel better about myself, lose a couple of pounds. I mean, I definitely deal with that as well. And I don't mean to minimize that, because people need to be healthy and feel good about themselves and have good self-esteem that way. But fundamentally, if I was going to give direct advice to those, again, who've ever struggled and suffered and experienced extreme doubt or struggled in desperation with, again, with regard to their career, their health, or their personal life, or their finances, or in their personal life, all sorts of areas of that, their relationships, and they need to overcome and bounce back, you know, find a way back. Well, I directly share with them most assuredly that they can. Again, because of, and this may not sound like a tip, I'll mention it in a second, but so many others. Now, other people's pains and their experiences before you may not, and hey, that's their pain. That's their life. That's not my life. You know, I'm not worried about their experiences. I'm worried about my life. A lot of people, I understand they get that way. I've got to help me right now. Well, I tell you this, if you want to help you right now, the things that you must do, everything doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to start out doing it just right. You just got to get things started, as I said earlier. You just got to get things going. You got to do the two things. Number one, first of all, you got to want something bad enough. That is absolutely vitally important. A lot of people, even when they're extremely stressed and worried, have excruciating worry. You'd be surprised, Vicki, but they have to dig deep to find out they really want it bad enough. Because how much are they willing to go to achieve and to overcome, to reach their dream, to make it out of their darkness, find a way out of no way? People do find out that, well, how bad do you really want it? And I've been around lots of people in my life growing up. I found out some things myself growing up as a child in my poverty with my entire family, growing up in a shack, eating out of trash cans, trying to do the best I could. All of a sudden, in the occurrence that happened in my life, two decades of coming back out of a wheelchair, learning to walk again, learning to run again, and on and on and on. There's a few things I found out, but I found out from things from a lot of people who did not want to give up. And they found out how bad they wanted it. And so people really have to find out that. A lot of people, they don't even scratch the surface. So if they know what they want, this is a tip. I'll go back to it. It's so important. Because this is really the bottom line to so much. If you know what you want, and you absolutely know you're going to get there, that how part in the middle, as I said towards the beginning of this call, you'll find the how. A divine providence, if you even want to call it that, that will begin to manifest. The how part will take care of itself. Don't bog yourself down into, oh, I'm confused, I don't know how, I don't know a way, I can't do this, I can't do that. Forget about the can't part. Think about what you're going to do. Think about what you know. You know what you want, you know you're going to get there. That is the vital stuff. Those are the tips I can give, you know, for people who need to find, you know, a way out of no way and not just, you know, settle for so much less in their life and, you know, for their best life, which I see so many people, you know, do in their lives, and they give up. They just say, well, that's too hard for me, and that road's just too hard for me to travel. You know, I can't go that route. So belief is huge. I wish I would have had more time to talk about belief and that incredible belief elixir called confidence, because when you have something just small happen to you, a small win, you build on it. I can grow on that. This happened good to me. Just a little win gives you a little more light, a little more vision. Yes, I can. And you build upon that. Little things that you do. So you got to start. That's the most important thing, because if you start, that's when you give yourself a chance. And again, if you don't think there's any hope, if you believe, you will find hope. Your belief will give you hope. Those are important things for people to understand and get that in their heart and get that in their soul, you know, so they can find a way out of no way. And those things are so important to one's lives. And I share this, you know, over and over again. But of course, in my course, in my trainings, much more detail is given, in much greater detail, a step-by-step, you know, how people can, you know, align themselves with, you know, being an invincible warrior. All the little steps that they take, the action steps along the way, they're doing that. But again, people must want something bad enough. They must take personal responsibility. I haven't talked a lot about that. That is huge. That is key. That is vital. They must, of course, believe in themselves mightily. I would have liked to talk more about honoring someone's body. It's very important. I mean, I say honor that body. It sounds kind of religious, but you must honor your body, because this is what you're walking around in. It needs to carry you. You need to have it as fit as possible, mentally and physically, metabolically. People have to face their fears. That's an entire, you know, huge topic all in itself. I did talk about people being their authentic selves, which is very important. You know, be your authentic you. That's critical. But when you really get down to the bottom line, people must never give up, and they must always, always, always fight for their dreams. That's what they must do, Vicki.
That is so beautiful, Steve. Thank you so much. Just like such amazing information and wisdom. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here. Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like to learn more about you and tap into all of this great information and connect with you. So is there a place they can do that on the web?
Well, they can go to simply one or two places. They can go to Invincible Warriors, that's plural, invinciblewarriors.com, or they can go to stevejennings.com. Of course, my name, Steve Jennings. Just go to stevejennings.com, and they can find out more information there.
Fantastic. Steve, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful time with you. And for those on the line, I hope that you will go to stevejennings.com and learn more about what Steve has to offer, or go to Invincible Life Warriors and learn more about the programs. And if you would like to learn more about GetEI.com, we are at GetEI.com, and you will find there all of our best-selling books, information about our magazines, our global communities, as well as broadcasts. So again, Steve, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
Okay, and everyone out there, have a fabulous week.